real difficult for them, and I would just like to see a better job done in protecting the goalies both ways.
Coach, is it true you have to go at quarter after then? I'm just trying to time everything here.
No, Dirk, I got time to quarter two. We switch things around for you here, so I could spend some time with you, and then we're going to have, I believe, Coach Sean come on the phone and talk a little bit about goaltending and recruiting and some of those things.
So till 10:45?
You got me till 10:45.
Oh, well, good. Well, then let's take a look at some of the highlights from Friday night's game. The Huskies taking on the ninth-ranked Mavericks, and Alex Patan got the first goal of the game at the 1:05 mark of the second period. Going back to the first period, the shots were pretty even, Coach, 8-6. It wasn't a whole lot a difference between the two teams, I thought, in that first period Friday night.
Well, there wasn't. Isolated chances both ways. I thought we had a first real good chance with Reed Sturrows all alone in front of the net. We made a real good play there, but, Reed was almost too tight to the goal. He couldn't make a move either way, and the goalie was right on top of him. And then they had a couple opportunities. And I thought Friday we gave up more two-on-ones or odd-numbered rushes maybe in the whole game Friday than we have all the other 10 games going into this weekend combined. So we were a little loosey-goosey defensively, I thought, Friday night.
And you said that was obviously not just the defensemen, that's the forwards more than anything, right?
Well, yeah, and our forwards have to read, you have five guys out there and it's a team game and you have to read the situation. It's not so black and white or just X's and O's, Well, I have my guy, There's going to be things that happen in a game, whether someone falls down, someone gets checked, someone might get picked, and you can't just say that, well, I've got my guy. You have to read the situation and then make sure you adjust accordingly and take the defensive side or understand that you might have to fill in for someone. And we didn't do a very good job of that Friday night.
We get an early second period goal to get a lead. Alex Patan, his sixth of the season from Tanner Carroll. Here it was to give Michigan Tech 1-0 lead on Friday night.
Hannah with a nice late pass for Sturrows, who's way at the end of a shift. We'll dump it in, and Sturrows will try to get to the net where the bench is. A shot by Carroll. Rebound! Scores! Patan put in the rebound! And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead, and Williams, the goaltender, is arguing about something, but it counts. Michigan Tech gets the first goal of the game.
Well, Coach, in that goal, I talked to Tanner Carroll after the game or before Saturday night's game about that goal, and he said, with everybody changing, with the exception of him, he just thought he'd throw it on net and see what happens.
Yeah, and, it's interesting when you do that, what can come of it. But, yeah, no, Tanner made a real good play on the boards. He read the forecheck, and they threw the puck basically right to him, and he walked in and got a good shot off. And that's the key. The thing I like about the shot is that it hit the net. Anytime you get a puck on the net, good things can come of it, whether you score or not. I mean, and if you miss the net, play's usually done there. But Tanner got a good shot off, forced the goalie to make the save, and then Alex was right on the spot to pick up the rebound.
We have a 1-0 lead, and then we give up the lead. Brett Stern coming down the middle was not picked up. Teddy Bluger and C.J. Franklin make a couple of night. Bluger actually made the nice pass to the front of the net at the 11:58 mark to give the Mavericks their first goal of the weekend.
Dumped all the way down by Minnesota State. They're going to wave off the icing, though. Hustling down the forecheck, C.J. Franklin, guy wide open in front of shot, scores! Oh, nothing Jamie Phillips could do on that one, and now putting it in for the Mavericks, Brett Stern, as he was left wide open at the hash marks one time to pass Phillips, and we have a 1-1 hockey game with 8:02 remaining.
Boy, Coach, I thought the Mavericks did a really good job against us 4-on-4, and that was a 4-on-4 goal for them.
Yeah, and, after Alex Patan scored, I think you remember, we had a couple glorious opportunities.
Right.
Tanner Carroll stripped one of their players while shorthanded, walked in all alone on Williams. And there's key situations in games. We could never get even though we got the first goal both nights, we can never get that second one to just give us a little room or gap. And consequently, we go into the third period with a one-goal lead. And we've been good in third periods. We played extremely well with the lead in the third period. And, we got it down to the eight-minute mark, and then we got into four-on-four situation, and we did not play that four-on-four situation very well. They beat us to the puck on a shoot-in. They had a second guy come in, and we overcommitted three players down low, and obviously you could see what happened. They got a guy wide open in front of the net. We did not play that well very played out very well defensively, and consequently they scored that goal.
And they scored the other goal at the 12:22 mark of period number three. Dylan Marganari gets his third of the season. Stepan and Foguth get the assist.
Back to 5-on-5 now here. Pass to the side of the net, hit Jamie Phillips, walked out of, crawled over, they scored. They're going to wave it off. They're waving it off immediately. They're going to go upstairs, I'm sure, to this one. And I could see that was rolling up over Jamie Phillips.
Well, it did roll up over Jamie Phillips. We never saw, Coach, an overhead view replay of that. What can you tell us actually happened there with the puck going in the net?
Yeah, basically what happened, Dirk, is they just threw it on a funny angle towards Jamie, and they did this all weekend. They sort of jammed the net or went to the net hard, and the rebound was there, and the guy sort of jammed it and went up over Jamie. Basically from one side of the net to the other where, you know, their player was, and he actually batted it out of the air as it was rolling up over Jamie to the other side of the net and put it in. So, you know, it wasn't really a shot or a scoring opportunity, but when you get pucks to the net and when you get people to the net, strange and weird things can happen, and, you know, that was a huge goal for them. And basically it was a 4-on-4 goal. I hear you mention this, returned to 5-on-5, but neither one of the players really got back in the zone. So, but they had beat us off the boards. We did not have good defensive position, and their player was allowed to stand at the side of the net to bat that one out of the air. And those two goals killed us, you know, within a short time frame, and that basically was the game.
It really was, and we put the press on at the end of the game. Again, we talked about this. We have not had to do this season up to this point. We pulled Jamie Phillips. We get some great looks. Tanner Carroll appears to have an open net, but he has to wait till that puck settles down before he could take the shot. And it's amazing how, 2/10 of a second probably cost us a tie right there.
Well, just inches, sure. And their player, number 9, Gervais, makes a heck of a second effort. I mean, he's a full-out dive, a full outstretch leading with his stick, and his stick just gets a piece of it. But I liked our play. Once we got behind, Dirk, and you mentioned, we have not really been behind late in a game like this. And what I really liked is our urgency after that. I thought we really stepped up the tempo of the game, really came after them. And had, like you say, we had two or three glorious chances once a goalie was pulled. And, you know, you can say that's a little too late. But having said that, I just like the urgency in our game from that point on. And we had talked about after the game, that's if you could bottle that sense of urgency that we saw the last 6 minutes, really, and if you could play that way all the time, you'd be in real good shape. And I thought we played with more of that urgency on Saturday.
Coach, did you look at the shot totals for certain members of our team in that Friday night game? Is it a little bit heavy towards just a couple of guys? Because you have Alex Batan, who had 5 shots on goal. You had Tanner Carroll, who had 5 shots on goal. And David Johnstone actually had 5 shots on goal. But a lot of guys had none or one. And you, I would imagine as a coach, you want that a little bit more spread around.
Well, you do, and that's one thing that we like about our team is that we have that balance and depth, and for whatever reason, Friday night, you know, we did not get that. We did not get enough guys involved, you know, both offensively in the game, and some guys weren't as good defensively. So having said that, you know, like I said, part of that is due to Minnesota State and how they play, and you know, they're a good team, but part of that was I thought we were just a little off, whether we're too uptight or we just didn't have that sense of urgency in the game. But we need everybody, Dirk. We need everybody. We had talked about that. We cannot have any passengers. You know, you got to have a unit of 5 guys out on the ice, and if one player is a little off or not doing his job, it can affect that whole group and affect your team. And I thought we had a little bit of that on Friday, and that's been creeping into our game a little bit the last couple of weeks, and we've seen bits and pieces of that. So, you know, we weren't going to go through the season undefeated. I think we all knew that. But having said that, it was a tough loss, and you know, hard to lose those games. You know, you love to win, but you hate to lose, Dirk. And that was a heartbreaking and a tough loss for us on Friday night.
All right. Well, 2-1 the final. Great crowd there on Friday night. 37-37 was the attendance. Huskies lose only their first game of the season and it's on November the 21st. Pretty impressive streak, and it was a great ride, and hopefully we can get on another one. We'll talk about Saturday night's game with Coach Pearson, who's with us by phone today, when we come back. It's the Mal Pearson Show here on Mix 93, and because